Good morning. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. You've been listening to a little bit of Anushka Shankar. I'm Janine. This is Get the Funk Out. I'm here every Wednesday at 9 o'clock. We're going to listen to some previous shows, but before we do that, I want to talk about holiday stress. And I know, you know, some of you perhaps have celebrated Hanukkah, Christmas, and now it's Kwanzaa. But there's a lot of stress around the holidays. I started this show a long time ago, 2011, after losing a friend of mine. And it was very important for me to process my loss, but also give other people a platform to share their journeys as well. And this has been an incredible ride. Every show that I have done is up on the show blog, which is getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. And I do want to say that starting in January, I'm going to have a whole bunch of new guests. And if you are interested or you know somebody that would be a great guest to share their journey through film, through a book, maybe they're a comedian, maybe they're a health and wellness professional. I am taking pitches for new guests. You can send an email to Janine, J-A-N-E-A-N-E. That's the hard part, by the way. J-A-N-E-A-N-E at KUCI.org. So before we listen to a segment I did previously, but I want to talk about coping with stress because this has been my journey as well. One of the things that I have learned to do, which perhaps will help you whether you're a college student on up, is practicing mindfulness and meditation. And even if meditation is not your thing, sometimes starting small, you know, taking those little bits. But mindfulness can be a very valuable mental wellness tool. It can be really helpful when you're traveling, you're dealing with an unusual schedule, and it just grounds you. You know, whether it's looking out at nature or disconnecting from your environment and just spending some time alone, it's really important. I'm a very firm believer, actually, in spending time alone just to dial into who you are and what you're thinking. And also, I learned a new word in the pandemic, boundaries. So by that, I mean, you know, you don't have to say yes to everything. It's okay to say no. And it's okay to put yourself first, because I really believe very strongly that when you're good to you, when you're being better to you as a person, you can be better to your people, whether this is your friends, your family, or anyone else. And a lot of times when you run into somebody and they're angry, let's say it's a driver on the road, it's not really about you. It's about something else perhaps they're going through. You know, a lot of times anger comes from fear, from something else, from stress. So, you know, take a breath if someone is slewing their anger towards you this time of year. It's not you. So let's talk about also preventing burnout. And that really does come down to boundaries, saying no. You know, there's so much stress and there's so many obligations you might feel, but it's really important to prioritize what brings you joy and recharge, you know, disconnect, get off the grid, get off your phone, you know, just reconnect with yourself. And maybe, you know, this is your time to take a break from work, connect with your people. And it's not really about sending a text, it's picking up the phone, it's going to visit people, it's connecting with different generations, you know, maybe it's visiting a grandparent or reaching out to someone that really meant a lot to you and telling them. And taking a break is so important because we're go, go, go. We're always, you know, busy. And having those pauses in your life is so important. I mentioned this earlier, but getting some fresh air, some sunlight, this really helps when you're feeling down, you're going through it. You know, just realize there are many people that are struggling. In actuality, COVID-19 exacerbated a pre-existing mental health crisis. We were already in a mental health crisis, and I'm calling what we're going through now a mental health pandemic, because COVID-19 affected millions of people in so many ways. I heard a number, which blew my mind, that over 2.6 million teachers left the profession. 2.6 million teachers left the profession. So if you are a person that would love to become a teacher, we need you. And also doctors and nurses, they left the profession. I mean, mental health professionals left the profession. So if you were trying to find someone to help you through your struggles and you couldn't, there was a reason for that. And finally, I'm also a firm believer in therapy. And I have gone through my own journey as well. And it's very, very cathartic, very healing. And, you know, it's uncomfortable. You peel back your layers, you look at your past, how you grew up, your grief, your loss, everything else. And sometimes you start to make sense out of who you are now based on all those layers that you're unraveling. So my advice would be just take a pause, take good care of you, be patient, be kind to yourself, and breathe. You know, take some time to reconnect with yourself. All right, so again, if you want to find out more about my show, you can visit the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. We're going to listen to a segment I did with Dana Griffin, CEO of Eldera. And she started this really impactful company to connect generations. It's an intergenerational mentoring program launched before COVID, and it was thriving and continues to thrive in the pandemic and post-pandemic. Enjoy, and let me know your thoughts. Janine@KUCI.org. That's Janeane@KUCI.org.